Well, it's all.
Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence, for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. And The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at AllTheBestPetCare.com. See where all their 9 locations are around Western Washington. Well, the sun's out. It's the second day of spring. Happy spring, Eric. Eric is our booth engineer and program coordinator here at KKNW.
Same to you, Julie. You know, I was thinking as you were saying that the show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence, that the outdoor solution may be the one that more people are taking advantage of today because it's so
finally,
beautiful. Yeah, finally.
I know. The weather's nice. Want to be outside with your dog, with your dog not having to be tied up, but safely contained.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Well, I have a lot of different things to talk about. I'm going to be kind of all over the board today. And I feel all amped up today. So it'll be an interesting show. I feel like swearing today a lot. And
Am I going to have to keep my hand on the dump button here?
No, I will not swear on the radio.
Thank you.
But I am just acknowledging that I feel like swearing.
You're all riled up about something then, apparently.
So that must mean one thing. What are we talking about today as part of the show?
It's got to be about pet food.
Got to be about pet food.
Nothing gets you more riled up than talking about mainstream pet food.
Nothing gives me potty mouth as much as large brand name crap pet foods. That was not a swear.
True enough.
Okay. Anyway, I've got a lot of different things to talk about. First of all, I wanted to talk about one of our newer advertisers. And speaking of advertisers, we do have a few available spots for our regular advertisers on the show, which means that you get a 30-second recorded advertisement that runs every show. It runs on all of the shows that air on KKNW here in Western Washington. It's also included in all of our online archives. So all of the archives on our website, which is dogradioshow.com, and also all of our iTunes podcasts. So whether you are a local business, local meaning Western Washington State, or local and potentially national. Maybe you have online, people can buy your products online. You can actually reach a national audience as well. And more so as we continue to be on the air. We have, this is our third year on the air. Or we've completed our third year on the air. So, you know, I got a...
So we are finally an adult in dog years.
That's right, exactly. So... I got a picture, a friend of mine who lives in Vancouver, BC, which is not too far away, but it is still another country.
Mm-hmm.
In her neighborhood, was walking through her neighborhood and saw a Dog Show car sticker on a car in Canada.
Very cool.
How cool is that? So if you would like a car sticker for your own car or water bottle or whatever, they're waterproof. Just send me an email, host@dogradioshow.com, and I'd be happy to send you out however many stickers you'd like.
Slap that on your Mazda, eh?
That's right.
If you're up, that's for our Canadian listeners.
They're really cute. You can see what they look like. It's the oval logo on our website at the top, dogradioshow.com.
As always, we do like to point out that they are both rainproof and urine-proof.
As always, you like to point out.
I just think it's important if you're a dog owner to know.
Because dogs are often peeing high up on the backs of cars. They could be on a bumper, but most people like to put it on glass. Anyway, Eric, good point. Thank you. It's also a beautiful day to walk your dog, isn't it?
True enough.
Yeah. So a guest that we had on who is now, you'll be hearing the recorded advertisement very soon on the show, probably starting next week. But I had her in for an interview. Her name is Joan Sarita, and she has a CD called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. And it's a instructional CD. What was the name of the video, the Olivia Newton-John video that she was in? Do you remember?
Yeah,
she has
I'm
a music
out
background.
On that, but yeah, she performed.
Culture Shock?
I believe that was it.
Is that
Culture Shock? That's
yeah.
right, yeah.
Dug deep for that one.
So you can see her performing
yeah,
in that
she's
video.
Actually in the video.
Along with like
keyboards.
80 other musicians,
right.
apparently.
Right. So that was a great interview. She's local. She's a really cool woman, and she's got the CD, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage, and it's an instructional CD for you to give your dog a massage, and it's the music aspect of it is very intentional. It's different
I thought
frequencies.
This was to train your dog to give you a massage.
No, that's a different CD.
Well, there goes my plans.
Yeah. Well, there's an opportunity for you, Eric. You're a musician, right?
Right.
Right. You're a musician. I'm a trainer.
That's
I see,
right.
I see
Let's work together on this.
Yeah. So it's a really cool CD. I listened to it. I have to try it out on my cattle dog because he's the type. I have two cattle dogs and a dachshund. And my male cattle dog is, he has a hard time holding still for physical praise. Unless he's really tired, then he'll like put his head on your lap or whatever and let you pet him. But otherwise, he's a pretty high energy guy and he's pretty tightly wound. So I really want to try this on him because he will not be one of those dogs that's just like, oh, this is awesome. Go for it. You know, mm-hmm. He'll take some convincing. But I did listen to it on the way here today, and that was, I was like feeling very tired.
You were relaxed.
I was, yeah. I was. And, you know, there's definitely,
they say you should play relaxing music when you're driving, but maybe not that relaxing.
I don't think so. Cause yeah. I was really,
that was too relaxing. Possibly.
A little bit. Yeah. Dangerously.
Well, it sounds
relaxing.
Good that it is relaxing for both humans and canines then.
It is. Do not operate heavy machinery, though, while listening to the CD.
Right.
Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. The website is Joan Sorita, JoanSorita.com. And you can order the CD. It's only like $10 or $12 or something like that. And it has an instructional part for the first half with the music. So she actually guides you through the whole thing. And her voice is very pleasant. It's not one of those annoying instructional type CDs. I actually really enjoyed listening to her, and it made sense to me what I was supposed to be doing. And the music's very nice. And then it replays all the songs after the instructional portion ends so that you can go and do it on your own just to the music. So what a cool thing to do for your pet. And Eric, you know, maybe your cats would like this.
It's entirely possible.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, to sit down and to just, you know, we just need this. I mean, we need this as people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the dogs feed off of our energy, but everything's so fast, 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 faster, 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 3G, 4G, high speed, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's competing to be the fastest, and it's getting us out of whack. And it's important for us as animals as well to slow down and take a breath and relax. And why not do that with your dog? Imagine that. How cool. So joansorita.com. Check it out. Buy the CD. Try it out on your dog. Let me know what you think. I think it's going to be wonderful for the cattle dog. And I will report back about that. I need to try that with him because he'll be a tough customer.
Is he one of those dogs that has a tough time relaxing then? He's tense. He's
Levi,
on
well,
his...
Well, he's
tiptoes, so to speak, all the time.
He's bred to be out in, you know, vast expanses of land working all day. And I live in Seattle. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just not, you know, it's a struggle to meet his energetic needs. Now, mm-hmm. when I go to, I have some friends that have some property. I talked about this a little bit ago. I went up there this summer and I'm going back again in June. I can't wait. They have 150 acres out in northeastern Washington. And so take the dogs out and the cattle dogs, especially the dachshund likes it too, but she's older and she's the dachshund. So she just kind of hangs out, sniffs around. But the cattle dogs, like for the first day, they're just sort of like running around constantly. I mean, when I say the first day, I mean like 14 hours outside. And then they're wiped out. And then after a couple days of being there, where they have the opportunity to be out and about with us off leash for 14 hours solid, doing their own thing, they have the space to be, they are amazing out there. They're amazing. They don't go anywhere. I mean, that's where they're meant to be. But they don't get that in Seattle. Mm. So, yes, Levi is tightly wound. But
he's
it's
a
not
tense right now.
It's not any fault of his. It's just the way that he's bred. And so, you know, that speaks to the importance of, you know, that's why we were doing nose work classes. We just finished our intro class to nose work with Miriam Rose. NWNoseWorks.com is her website. You know, Darcy and I are very, you know, intentional about trying to find them constructive outlets for all that energy, because it ain't easy. But amazing dogs. I mean, they can do anything. So what do we have today? What are we talking about today's show? Well, as I said earlier, I feel like swearing a lot today, which I will not do. But that means that I must be talking about pet food. And there's France fined a few of the large companies because of price fixing. So we're going to talk about that. And I found that article through Susan Thixton, one of my favorite guests, the founder and operator of truthaboutpetfood.com. Susan Thixton is not messing around. And if you want some information about pet food and the reality of pet food, she's a good one. Also going to be talking about a litter of lab puppies that we visited with last week. And then we're going to flip that topic and talk about the dog that we euthanized last week as well. And talk about the shelter system in this country. And I'm going to give a perspective on that that I don't hear very often. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
Family owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. Dr. Don's Automotive offers a free 35-point inspection. It's winterization time. Remember to have your coolant, tires, brakes, hoses, and belts checked to keep you and your dog safe this winter. Visit drdonsautomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Connectin and Optigest, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the last Sunday of the month, and that means it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds at Mollywood. We'll talk with Leslie at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center and find out what's up with wildlife this month. Then we'll hear more about their upcoming fundraiser. Next up, the horses in Marysville, and then something special. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. So I'm going to talk about a post that I saw from Susan Thixton, who is the owner-operator of www.truthaboutpetfood.com. And I've had Susan on the show a few times. Some of my favorite shows were her interviews. We had one show where she, where we had listeners call in and read the first five ingredients off the back of their pet food label, the list of ingredients, and then Susan gave her opinion about the food and told us why.
And one thing that was great about that show, though, I think, is that a lot of our listeners were clued in to the fact that mainstream dog food may not be as healthy as they make it sound, because it seemed like a lot of the callers that we had didn't have, like, corn as the second ingredient in their dog food, which probably a vast majority of dog owners in this country would have.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done so many shows on this, and in the interest of sticking to my specific topic today, I'll just refer you to the interviews that we've done in the past. You can find them all on our website, dogradioshow.com, on the podcast page. Just scroll down all the shows from the most recent at the top all the way back down over 158 shows to our first one. Susan Thixton, Dr. Michael Fox. I've had a lot of really, really awesome food interviews on the show, so you can learn a lot about pet food and the industry. The thing about it is that the thing that fires me up and makes me want to swear like I do today is that the companies they get away with lying on the bag. So they, you know, especially these large companies. And when I say large, I mean like huge: Colgate, Palmolive, Mars, Nestle, Purina. These companies, just gigantic multinational companies. You know, there's all of this labeling on the bag, and they say all this stuff, and it's all high quality and really good food, and blah blah blah. And it's all a bunch of insert profanity.
Hooey,
right? So
we can say hooey on the air. I check.
Hooey. And I can say crap too. It's a bunch of garbage. So both on the label and in the bag. The thing is that the pet food industry exists as a byproduct of the human food industry. It does not exist to make pets healthy. Interesting, it's actually the same model as it has been over thousands and thousands of years. Dogs eating our leftovers, or our garbage, if you will. But, you know, even a few hundred years ago, let alone a few thousand or 15,000 or 25,000, our garbage was, you know, healthy. It was, you know, meat, carcasses, you know, maybe overripe fruit, vegetables, stuff like that. We're not talking about the scary stuff that is the waste of the human food industry. The human food industry now is scary enough, let alone the stuff that's not fit for human consumption, that they process the heck out of, put it in a bag, put a pretty label on it with all sorts of words that don't mean anything because there's very little regulation, and sell it to people, and they're making billions of dollars off of this food. So France has fined Nestle, Mars, and Colgate-Palmolive. This came out yesterday, I think. And you can find out more about this if you go to Susan Thixton's website, truthaboutpetfood.com. You can find a link to this article as well as a lot of other information, too. And I'll post a link to it on our website as well, which is dogradioshow.com. France fines pet food makers overpricing. So they talk about this thing called price fixing. And basically, which I kind of had to look up and define for myself. But it says it's basically it's like a conspiracy between companies. So they're establishing the price of a product or service. The companies are establishing the price rather than allowing it to be determined naturally through free market forces. I'm getting this information off of investopedia.com. Antitrust legislation makes it illegal for businesses to decide to fix their prices under specific circumstances. However, there is no legal protection against government price fixing. It is in an ill-fated attempt to end the Great Depression, for example. Franklin Roosevelt forced businesses to fix prices in the 1930s. However, this action may have actually prolonged the downturn. So there's lots of information you can kind of find out more about that. But it's basically like all these companies that got together and then decided, well, we're gonna dictate what the value of this food is, and we're gonna, you know, fix the price. And rather than letting that happen organically through supply and demand and stuff like that. So I'm not a world economist, but that's my basic understanding of it. So you can look up more about that. But these companies were fined, you know, millions of dollars, I think. What is the francs? Is that the French currency?
Franc? No, they would have been fined euros.
Euros.
Yeah.
Thank you. Again.
Used to be the franc. But
yeah. All right.
Now it's the euro.
So 35.3 million euros, which is $46.7 million. That's what they fined the three of these companies combined for this price fixing. Now, all right, you know, these. So they did it on food. They had a thing about soap a little bit ago. France did it with soap, too. And so they're kind of cracking down on these companies. So, you know, that's interesting. You can read more about the financial aspect of that. Here's my beef is. So I went to, what was it? One of those companies was Mars. Okay, so you can look up all these different Science Diet. Colgate-Palmolive owns Science Diet, owns Hill's Science Diet and Prescription Diet. You can listen to my interview with Dr. Michael Fox, who's the author of Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. Listen to that interview. It was on November 4th of 2009. About the relationship between prescription diet companies and vet schools. That's a whole nother show. It actually is a whole nother show. You can go listen to it. So Colgate-Palmolive was one of the companies that was fined. They own Hill's, Science Diet, Prescription Diet Companies. Mars was one of the companies that was fined. They own Royal Canin, Pedigree Whiskas, and Nutro. And then Nestle Purina, all the Purina, whole Purina line of fabulous, delicious foods, insert sarcasm. So I looked up one of the companies. Now, this is not the only one, but this is one of them. Pedigree, owned by Mars, which was one of the companies in this article that was fined. So I went to pedigree.com/really-good-food/ingredients. And if you go, it's easy to find their ingredients. It says our ingredients. Why we choose the ingredients we use. At Pedigree Brand, we welcome label readers because it's important for you to know what you're feeding your dog. But knowing what the ingredients are is not the same thing as knowing their nutritional value and how they help your dog. So let's take a look at some of the good stuff we use in our recipes. Good stuff, I can guarantee you, is not a regulated statement.
Hmm.
First ingredient, whole ground corn. Main purpose, essential amino acids, carbohydrate source, linoleic acid, fiber. Natural nutritional benefits, source of energy. Yes, carbohydrate is a source of energy. Lean muscles. Now, I've been on Weight Watchers. I've lost 30 pounds now. Carbohydrates do not contribute to lean muscle. In fact, they contribute to excess body fat. Needs addressed, skin and coat digestion. So the thing is that all this marketing is just what they choose to pull out.
Right.
Essential amino acids. Well, amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So yes, there are essential amino acids in there. Next ingredient, meat and bone meal. Concentrated essential amino acids, calcium and phosphorus. Nutritional benefits, lean muscles, strong teeth and bones, needs addressed oral care. Meat and bone meal, one of the worst ingredients you can find in pet food. They don't specify what kind of meat for a reason. It comes from rendering plants. Again, listen to our past shows. Go to truthaboutpetfood.com. Find out more about meat and bone meal. So we have so far ground whole corn, meat and bone meal, corn gluten meal.
More corn. Yeah.
Concentrated essential amino acids. Again, amino acids, all they are the building blocks of protein. Antioxidants, linoleic acid. Oh, did you know corn gluten meal builds, maintains, and repairs tissue, immune system, healthy skin, and coat?
Hmm.
Yeah, gosh, I didn't know that.
Well, that explains why all the wolves in the forest go hunting for corn.
Right. An interesting one of the needs addressed, skin and coat. So wait, so corn gluten meal addresses skin and coat issues and immunity? Interesting, because corn's actually one of the highest allergy-causing grains in food.
Mm.
So that to me seems like really not accurate. Oh, ground whole wheat, carbohydrate source. Source of energy and fiber. Yes, carbohydrate's a source of energy. It's 4 calories per gram, actually. Wheat is another high allergy causing
ingredient. More grains.
More grain. Right? Oh, well, here's some meat. Chicken byproduct meal. Concentrated essential amino acids, glucosamine and chondroitin. That's because it contains connective tissue and cartilage. Lean muscle, immune system, bone and joint health. Oh, eating the parts of chickens that are not fit for human consumption and maybe even tumorous is good for the immune system. Okay, anyway, beet pulp, blah, blah, blah. So this, it's an interesting approach because, you know, just look at this. This is just one example, like I said. You can go to any of these companies. It was Mars, Colgate, Palmolive, and Nestle were the 3 companies in this article that were fined by France. There are many more, unfortunately. The thing about it is that they get to say whatever they want, put this food in the pet food that's not good for pets. It's not what dogs are designed to eat. It's not what cats are designed to eat either. And we're not designed to eat this stuff either. I mean, imagine, you know, a new children's food that's made out of all corn and, you know, byproducts and like nasty meat that's gone bad. Or, I mean, meat and bone meal, that's like meat from supermarkets that didn't sell that went bad. And they say it's lean muscles, strong teeth and bones, whatever. So I want to swear a long string of swear words, Eric, but I'm not going to do it because I just feel so frustrated about this. And the thing that really pisses me off about it is that pets are suffering as a result of this. Interesting. I think this was from the article. Quote, the pet market has been big business for consumer products companies. Consumer research from Packaged Facts expects overall sales to grow to more than $70 billion in 2014 from $53 billion in 2009, with strong demand for products and services that enhance pet health. A demand for products and services that enhance pet health. And then we've got these guys here, you know, knowing that the ingredients are is not the same, blah, blah. So let's take a look at some of the good stuff we use in our recipes. Good stuff in meat and bone meal. No, it's not true. So check it out. Listen to these past shows. This is a huge topic. There's so much to know, which is why it's so hard for the average pet owner, because there's so many foods out there. All of these, like these foods, they sponsor all the dog shows and the shelters and the therapy dog organizations.
Well, they're masters of marketing.
They are masters of marketing. And they're marketing to us. And unfortunately, what they're saying is not actually true. So local, you know, go great. All right. So you don't want to learn more about it? Then don't. Here's the easy thing. Don't buy your food for pets at grocery stores or pet superstores. Go to your local neighborhood natural pet store. All the Best Pet Care is a great place to go. All their staff are highly educated. You can go in with your bag of whatever and say, I've been feeding this and I realize that I'm actually shortening my pet's life. So tell me what to feed instead. What's a good option? That's a good thing to do. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. More to talk about when we come back. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
I felt so free. It was just my dog and me.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And I was just talking about this article that just came out, I think yesterday, about how France fined these three gigantic companies, pet food companies, for price fixing and all that. If you missed any part of this show or would like to hear any of our over 150 shows, you can find them all archived online for your listening pleasure. You can either go to our website, dogradioshow.com, and go to our podcast page, and all the shows are there. You just click on the little play button beneath the episode you want to listen to, turn your volume up on your computer, and it will automatically start playing. Super easy. For those of you who are on iTunes, you can go to iTunes and also download all of our episodes for free as a free audio podcast. So just go to iTunes Audio Podcasts and search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and you'll find all of our shows there as well. Easy peasy. Okay, so switching gears completely, and then I will switch gears once again after this, because this is a big bite, I guess, to take. And I don't claim to know the answer, but my intention is to sort of make a point here. So we have a lot of dogs sort of in and out of our house. We end up fostering dogs sometimes or placing dogs in foster homes. We meet a lot of dogs in our life, and in addition to the three that we have as our own. And we recently met a dog who was tied out for his, you know, entire life. We think he was probably about 5 years old. Little mixed breed dog, absolutely adorable, beautiful dog, cheeky, cute, sweet. But as a result of his, he was found in a shelter in Idaho that was just the closest thing to hell, I think, that I've ever witnessed in my life. It was horrible, horrible, horrible place. You know, all these dogs from all different backgrounds that end up here, most of them just to be euthanized. This was one dog that we got out of that shelter. And after he got over some health things that we nursed him through, we were able to focus on his behavioral challenges, which included some aggression that was very complicated and unpredictable. And he was basically just messed up as a result of his life being tied out. Really, really smart dog. And it just wasn't fair. It was something that we did. And I feel sometimes ashamed to call myself a human when I hear about, you know, what we do to animals in the world. It's pretty embarrassing. So anyway, we got this dog out, and he showed some, he had a few different incidences of aggression where he had caused some damage, and it was really very strange. Now, I work for a living and have been for the last 10 years roughly doing, you know, working with dog in the capacity of training and behavior. So I know what I'm doing to a degree for sure, in evaluating aggression, and there was something very odd about this dog's aggression. And so we asked for the help of the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell to do an extended evaluation where he went and stayed with them, where they could really take a look at his aggression in more depth in a way that we were not able to because they have a facility. And some of the people there are the people that I learned from that are just amazingly gifted in working with dogs, especially in understanding difficult behaviors like aggression. So he was not, it became clear as the understanding of the aggression got a little bit clearer, that it was not fixable. And so, you know, if there was any way that that could have been fixed with training, you know, or behavior modification, we would have. But it was not fixable. He was causing damage. He was very sweet and amazing, and we loved him. But he was potentially very dangerous and would end up biting again. And the last thing that we wanted to do was to try to rehome him and, you know, have an incident happen and have somebody's dog get hurt or have somebody's child get hurt or to have him end up back in a shelter because whoever, you know, didn't feel like they could handle him and would just drop him off. It's way too easy to bring dogs to shelters. So we made the extremely, extremely difficult decision to euthanize him. And did that this weekend and euthanized him in our arms and surrounded by love and apologies for what we as a species had caused him. It was unnecessary. And the thing about this is that he's one dog that touched our lives, that taught us, and who we had to say goodbye to as a result of his behavioral problems that were not his fault. And the thing is that he's just one, and he's had such a profound impact on our lives, and it's so upsetting to us still, you know, his outcome and his fate. The thing that I guess I want to bring voice to is that millions Millions of dogs get euthanized every year in the shelter system. And the numbers continue to grow. What I said earlier in the show, that I'm bringing a perspective that you don't hear very much about shelters and overpopulation and the whole world of shelters. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I value the work of rescue groups and shelters. We had Kim Howard, who's the director of Three Rivers Rescue, a local rescue. She does phenomenal work. But, you know, looking at the way that we have things structured in this country, we have an overpopulation problem. So therefore, millions. And I mean, the number I got off of AmericanHumane.org is 3.7 million. That was an estimated figure, but a widely accepted figure. 3.7 million dogs euthanized. We held one of them in our arms as he died last weekend. 3.7 million. Something is not working. What we're doing is not working. The numbers just get higher. More shelters are opening. If what we were doing was working, wouldn't shelters be closing because we didn't need them? And I don't know what the answer is, but what is clear to me is that what we have structured now isn't working. It is way, way, way too many dogs are suffering in shelters, scared, anxious, hurt, have come from an abusive background, and are ultimately being euthanized. And it's all a creation of us as people, and it's unacceptable. Similar to, you know, it's one of these glaring things that just hurts, you know, it pains me to think about this, and it's part of what fuels me to do what I do, because it just is not okay. What we are doing is not working. And again, I don't know, you know, I don't have the answer, but, you know, it's too easy to breed. It's too easy to drop your pet off. Some of these places have drop boxes where people can just go and drop their dog off. Maybe they're dropping their dog off because their dog was aggressive and hurt somebody, and they're going to bring it to a shelter. That's a cowardly thing to do. What they should do, in my opinion, is euthanize that dog, because there's almost 4 million dogs a year that get euthanized, and many of those dogs don't have an aggressive bone in their body. So if we're going to euthanize dogs, I think that we should euthanize the ones that are dangerous and really focus on trying to save the ones that are good citizens. The marketing of fixing your pet, spaying and neutering. This shelter in Idaho where we got a few dogs, one of the dogs we got was pregnant. Not only was she not spayed when they adopted her to us, she was pregnant. We took her in to get spayed. We didn't know she was pregnant. They discovered she was pregnant. What kind of shelter adopts out a dog that's pregnant? Overpopulation. I mean, it's like, do you not understand how overpopulation and breeding works? The dog that we had to euthanize, he was intact. I mean, you know, it's like spay and neuter at the very least. What the heck is going on? You know, breeders, even breeders, you know, if you're going to go through a breeder to make sure that, you know, to know what questions to ask, get a referral from your area's breed club. Make sure that this is a reputable breeder, and not some sort of backyard breeder. I had a client that had a breed of dog, sort of a dangerous breed, that they were just going to ship the dogs to him. He went and got them, flew out and drove them back. They were in horrible health conditions, and they've behaviorally are messed. I mean, it's just insane. I don't know what's going on in people's heads, but this is just not working. What we're doing is not working. The fact that more and more shelters are opening and that the numbers continue to grow, we have to look at what we're doing and change what we're doing, because what we're doing is not working. And, you know, we had the experience of holding a dog as he died because of human inadequacy. And it just breaks my heart, and it makes me mad and sad and all these things. But you know, there's just so much that needs to change. And it's like the opening more shelters is not the answer. It just makes the numbers grow higher. So that's my point. I'm going to switch gears entirely when we get back for our last segment and talk about something extremely wonderful and light and pleasant. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
There's an exciting new astrology hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You make a fade. My dog will always come through. All the pay I need.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Quite a show today. If you've missed any part of today's show, I recommend you listen to the archive on our website, dogradioshow.com. Easy to remember. Also, free audio podcast on iTunes. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on iTunes, and you'll find us. All of our episodes, over 150, archived there. So I was all over the board today, talking about some very important, serious, deeply touching subjects that I'm passionate about. I've said a few times during the show today, I just feel like swearing all show, which I'm not going to do. But that's how I feel. Talking about the state of overpopulation and euthanasia in this country in the last segment. And before that, talking about large brand pet food companies. So there you go. Double whammy. I'm going to switch gears, though, and end the show today on a positive note and talk about puppies. Not just puppies. But now, Eric, have you been, you're a fan of The Dog Show on Facebook.
Sure.
Of course.
Who isn't?
I know. Well, we have about 200 fans, so believe it or not, there's millions of people who are not fans of this show on Facebook.
That's a shame.
It's insane. You know, we had actually several hundred in our old page, but then I changed the name of the show. We used to be the Dog Talk Show. Now we're the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. Couldn't just change the name on Facebook, had to start all over. So right. That's why our numbers are down. If you're not a fan of our page on Facebook, better find it and become a fan, because you, if you do so, can see the picture of lab puppies that Darcy and I got to visit last weekend, right after we had to put that dog down that I was just talking about in the last segment. So it was like from deep sadness to pure joy. They were very, very therapeutic for us because we were in a rough state after that. 5.5-week-old black and yellow lab puppies. They are so cute. It's like I felt intoxicated. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I felt like I was almost altered. It was weird. These, oh my God, they're so cute.
Now remember, don't handle puppies and drive.
Yeah.
Because no, it's a dangerous combination. Just like the dog massage scene.
I was joking. I know I was joking when we left that I was going to get pulled over for a DUI under the influence of a litter of puppies. Yeah. Oh, drunk on puppy breath. No wonder why, you know, these pet stores and stuff that sell puppies do so well, because who can resist? You know, I was ready to take them, you know, take at least a few of them home. There was a part of me that was like, we can do it. You know, we have 3 dogs already, 2 cattle dogs at that too. So that's like 6 dogs. So go to our Facebook fan page, search for the Dog Show, with Julie Forbes, and become a fan of our page. And you can see this picture that I have of this litter of lab puppies from a breeder in Graham, Washington, Everland Labs. Phenomenal breeder, does everything right, and her dogs are just so nice. The temperaments are just perfect, and they're beautiful, and they're just awesome dogs. There's lots of pictures of these dogs on the Dog Show Facebook fan page. There's also a link to the article about the price fixing of these large pet food companies, too, so you can see that as well. I have a picture of a Boston Terrier in a Chia Pet outfit. That's hysterical. The third photo down is a picture of this litter of 5.5-week-old lab puppies all piled into a crate sleeping together. And there's this one that's smack in the middle with his little paws sticking out and his little face. Oh, my God. I can't even stand it. And I'm not just saying that as an expression. It's like freaking me out. I miss them so much already. What a joy it is to see the flip side of, you know, what I was talking about in the last segment of these hellacious shelters where dogs are just in there, terrified, suffering, have come from horrible conditions, overpopulation, you know, 4 million dogs euthanized every year. What a nice experience to go from that world, which is very real and that can't be ignored, to the other end of the pole, which is the ideal breeder who is responsibly creating these dogs that are themselves. Just the presence of these dogs is therapeutic. They're amazing. And it was just such exactly what we needed to visit with this little litter of lab puppies after we just had to euthanize a dog for aggression. So thank you for that. And be sure to go onto Facebook and find our Facebook fan page. You can see a picture of these dogs. They're just adorable. And there's a lot of other really cute pictures, too. There's a picture of this dog that we did successfully place that we got from a shelter. Pictures of our booth from the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. Lots of fun stuff going on our Facebook fan page. So be sure to check us out there. Again, we do have some advertising space available, just a few spots left. And for that, if you're a fan of the show, I know a lot of people listen to our podcasts religiously, in addition to our live listeners on the radio here in Western Washington. You know, if you love the show, love our advertisers, because this show is, when I say brought to you by, I mean that these companies and businesses who love what we do at the show support the show by advertising their businesses through us. So please do listen. These are all companies and businesses that I know personally, that I personally recommend to people in my life, that are a great resource for you and who support this show. So please support them. That's the best way to support me. Be sure to find all of our shows archived on our website, dogradioshow.com. Don't forget to check out Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage at joansarita.com. We'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show on Alternative Talk 1150.